The Nationals are playing host to the Phillies, and Michael Taylor would have himself a career night thanks in part to the Phillies' defense.
And Taylor checks one to center. Misjudged by Herrera. At least three runs are going to score. Maybe four. Bob Henley sends him. The throw home. And Michael A. Taylor comes all the way around.
Stevenson leads. Here it comes. And a swing and a long drive to left for Turner. This one's way back. It's going and it's long gone. Trey Turner has home run number 8. The pitch. Swinging a long drive left center field. This one's way back. Going and gone. In and out of the Phillies bullpen, a 3-run homer for Rhys Hoskins.
Swing and a miss, 97. And the Nats' magic number is 3.
Washington continues to close in on a playoff berth. 11-10 is your final. Michael Taylor finishes 4-for-5 with a grand slam, a triple, and a career-high 5 RBIs. The Nats have won 5 straight games, and Max Scherzer gets the win. He's 8-0 in his last 13 starts against the Phillies. The Nationals pound out 16 hits in all in Friday's victory. They improved to 87-54 on the year. Here's the manager, Dusty Baker.
He took over offensively and defensively. You know, he made a great throw to the plate. You know, I don't know if I've ever seen an inside the park grand slam. But, man, that ball's hit a ton, and that ball took off. And, yeah, he had a great night. And, you know, we're going to need more of those kind of nights from, you know, from Michael. He's feeling good about himself. You know, we're feeling good about him. And, man, it was a big offensive night for us. Even though we left some runners in scoring position, I don't think I've ever won a game when the opposition hits three-run homers. You know, and you know, we're fortunate, you know, to get out of that game. We were trying to stay away from Kelly because he asked me the other night why we brought him in a 5-run game, and I mean Doolittle and you know, Kel just struggling some. You know, we'll go get him, you know, tomorrow. And, boy, I mean, that was a close game. They were trying to give it to us. You know, they made, you know, some errors, some costly errors on a couple double plays that would have gotten them out of the inning, and then it cost them. That shows you the importance of, you know, defense.
Michael Taylor was the star on offense for Washington, and his 15th homer of the season, the inside the park grand slam, set a new career high.
Probably number one right now. That was pretty cool. Thank everybody for making it better for me, cheering me on and everything. I mean, guys got loud today, and we appreciate you guys coming out.
That third inning at bat, you lace a ball out to center field. At what point do you realize an inside the park grand slam is a possibility?
I was running hard out of the box, and I saw him coming in, and it just didn't make sense for a second. And once I saw him jump, I was just praying it got over his glove. Once it did, I was thinking four the whole way, and, you know, Bobby, he's going to send me.
What are the reactions from your teammates when you get back to the dugout?
I don't know. I was just trying to breathe. I was pretty tired.
Michael, you went on the DL with that oblique injury for, what was it, 4 or 6 weeks, something like that. You were playing so well before you got injured. How much confidence did you have that you would be able to regain that level of play once you came back, or was there some doubt that it might not be there?
No, I mean, you have to believe whether it happens or not. You have to go out there with confidence. I mean, I put in my work every day. I play the game hard, so, I mean, that's all I can do at the end of the day. If it happens, great. If not, you know, I did my job.
The Nationals will look to continue their win streak on Saturday when Edwin Jackson makes the start.